Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. It's our Bet 365 triple option feature. Steven, you first.
Well, the Saints rookie quarterback, the guy they took in the second round, Tyler Shuck, has been around the NOLA scene for a little bit already. He got to go to Drago's, had his first taste of those char-grilled oysters over there. Congrats to him and whoever's recommending those food choices for Shuck. I'm glad he got a taste of New Orleans and was at Drago's first off. But he was on a radio station in Arizona today, Sports 360 AZ, and was asked, "All right, so what jersey are you going to wear with the Saints this year?" And he said, "I don't know yet, hoping for 6 or 18. I think that's the quarterback numbers they have left. We'll try and get 6, I guess, and we'll see what happens. But I'm not big on it. 6 is less than 9, kind of opposite of 12. 18 is 9 plus 9, so it works out in the long run from the Louisville connection. I'm not going to wear Archie or Drew's number. No way. Those guys are legends." Now, you may say, "Wait a minute. How is 18 available?" That was Spencer Rattler. But Rattler's actually switched over to number 2 this year. So 18 and 6 available for Shuck. It'll be interesting to see, I guess, which way it goes. Don't be ordering your Tyler Shuck jersey just yet, Hudat.
Yeah, Steve, I remember in college, Archie wore 18.
Right.
And then, you know, that 18 was filled, and Archie didn't want to spend no money to buy it for nobody. So he was like, "You got it. I'll go to 8. It's good enough for me." Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with Mike. You and I have talked about this off air, and I wanted to bring it up on air now. You know, with the Raiders draft, in John Spytek's first year as the GM there, I thought he did awesome. And I know that Jason Light gets a ton of credit for what he's done in Tampa Bay, but Spytek coming over from Tampa Bay to Vegas, he did a great job in his first year. Obviously taking Ashton Gentry with the 6th overall pick in the first round. But this is what I wanted to bring up, Mike. Jack Besh in the second round at pick 56, the 26th overall pick in the second round, I think is fantastic value. Because if you're looking at this wide receiver class, you know, there's a couple of variables with guys past the top few. Jack Besh just, to me, screams like he's going to be a stud at the NFL level. I know that you've had a very interesting comp for him, and I wanted you to share it here on air. I know you've talked about it before, but Jack Besh in the NFL, what do you kind of see?
Okay, he could catch a BB if I threw it at him.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's got those type hands. He's not the fastest guy around, though he's got a little, you know, giddy up in the step once he makes the catch. Reminds me a lot of Puka Nacua. I mean, if you put them side by side, they basically the same size. They sort of run the same speed. Here's the difference, and people sometimes don't get this. They football fast. some guys, you put a helmet and pads on them, they can be 4-3-1 sprinters. They 4-5-5 with a helmet and a pad on. You put a guy who he'll run a 40 and 4-5-5 or 4-6, put it on him, they rarely get caught. Bobby always talks about Eric Martin. Eric ran like a 4.75 40-yard dash. He was a former running back. They put it at wide receiver. He did a great job for LSU. Now, I don't want Eric or Jack or Puka running, you know, anchor on my football 400-meter relay team, but I want them on my football team because they're football players. And that's what you get with Jack Besh. And I think about that one year they all came out at one time. You had LSU recruit and sign Malik Nabers Jr., Brian Thomas Jr., Malik, Jack Besh. You know who was the highest-ranked guy? He never played for LSU. Deion Smith Jr., who went to Ole Miss. I think he might be still trying to get eligible. I know he jumped a couple junior colleges. But think about those three guys in one recruiting class. The greatest wide receiver recruiting class ever at LSU to have that. And, Charlie, I'll add on to this. I think a big part of Spivak was him sitting down and working out a blueprint
with
a guy by the name of Tom Brady.
Oh, okay. My thing with Spytek is I think that, you know, with Carroll, some of the picks they made, we had been projecting Ginty going to six to them for a long time. And it was because it's exactly what, you know, Pete Carroll wants to do with an offense. But also getting Jack Besh, one of the, you know, bigger body receivers in this draft class, because it's a lot of slot guys and a lot of smaller guys, 6'2", 215 pounds. The Lafayette, Louisiana native, Mike, in the second round, I think it's a steal. And I think he's going to quickly become one of the best receivers on that roster, if not the wide receiver one pretty quickly.
You know, I look at the Raiders, and they got Jacoby Myers.
Yeah.
The thing is, the Patriots, they ain't got squat at receiver. How the hell they let him go? Somebody there did a bad evaluation. Because you watch the Raiders, okay, and Brock Bowers is who he is, okay? He has turned into one of the best tight ends in pro football in one year. But Jacoby Myers has played in this league a few years, and the Patriots just sort of said, okay, you're not good enough. What? Man, you just watch him out on the field and setting him up with Ginty at running back and Geno Smith at quarterback, and then you have Myers, Bowers, and Besh. That's pretty good. I'll be honest with you, their offensive line's not bad.
Nope.
It's not a bad offensive line at all. People say, oh, the offensive line sucks. No, the quarterback sucked. He couldn't get rid of the ball quick enough. Their offensive line is solid across the board. And, man, the one thing with Pete Carroll, ain't nobody broke him the news that the Raiders ain't going to win a lot of games. You know, he is the ultimate guy from a standpoint of pumping sunshine up your backside. There's nothing bad in the world with Pete Carroll. He is always that type of guy that's positive 24/7, 365. And to bring in him and to have the expertise of a guy like Brady, who knows talent, he understands what will fit. And the fact that him and Spivak, you know, were at Michigan at the same time, good friends with one another, I think they're on the right track to getting that team back to being a formidable team. Now, again, in that division, you got the Chiefs, you got the Broncos, and you got the Chargers. Man, you got a mountain to climb, but they're starting to put those bricks in place, you know, on the foundation. And I like what they've done so far this offseason and also via the draft. That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.